Going back to the text that was just read to you, it reads to us in verse 41. Not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses. Many of you are aware that if you go to church, especially an African-American church, people say things during the service. Now, when the preacher is preaching, you may hear, "Say it, brother," or "Say it, sister." Amen. If the preacher is lacking a little bit in the message, someone will say, "Help him, Lord." Others will say, "Well, that's right." You hear all types of things, but do you know preachers talk back too? Some will say, "Can I get an amen?" Some will also say, and many of you are familiar with this, "Can I get a witness?" You know, the preacher says that every now and then. But even for us, as we talk about, "Can I get a witness?" to you, today something very special has happened. For we see that Jesus has been raised from the dead and is now alive. And so, just like we talk about being a witness, now it is our turn to be witnesses. So what does it mean to be a witness as we talk about this glorious thing that has just happened, not only for us, but for everybody across the world who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior? We find out here that Peter, a follower, is now trying to go and tell other people about Jesus. And he stops by the house of Cornelius, this Roman centurion who didn't know anything about Jesus, to tell him about Jesus Christ. Now remember, Peter didn't necessarily want to go, but the only reason why he went, because God had showed him in a vision where he needed to go. And you must also remember, when Jesus came into the world, he came for his own. But now God is trying to show him that it's not just for my own, but you are to spread the word and be a witness to everybody until you encounter. Which means that gives us hope even here within the confines of this sanctuary today. So Peter has a charge to go work and to give witness to what God has done, is doing, and will do in the life of Cornelius. And it was very, very dangerous for him to do so, because those who were of the Roman faith, or the Roman people, had to worship the emperor. And for him, as a believer, who number one was looked on the outside as just a different way of looking at things religiously, we find out that Peter might have been a little bit scared. He might have been a little bit frightened. Why do I need to go to this other person and tell the word? Because I might get in trouble myself for hanging out for somebody who is a Gentile. But yet, brothers and sisters, when you're called to be a witness, you have to give everything. You have to testify to what you saw and what you heard. Now, if any of you have ever been to court before and been a witness, you know what it means to be a witness. That means that you are speaking on behalf of what you saw for somebody else who needs some help in the legal system. So let me break it down for you today, what it means to be a witness for Jesus Christ. As Peter had the opportunity to come and to speak to Cornelius, most of you know that in order to be a witness, you've got to tell the truth. Many of you, if you have not been a witness, if you have not seen the judge shows, you know when you get up there to be a witness, you put your hand on the Bible, or at least you put your right hand up. And do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? And then you say, "I do." And hopefully when your testimony, and when it's time for you to give testimony, that you tell the truth. You see, for Peter here, the truth is Jesus Christ. You see, because there are other people who are out there who are false witnesses. There are other people who are out there who are talking about everything but Jesus. As we sit here and worship at 11 o'clock on this day, there are many others who are not. There are many others who do not know. There are many others who have left the church. There are many others who are tired, and Sunday is the only day in which they have some rest. There are us out there who never believed in the first place. And then, what do? When we encounter somebody else who don't believe? What do we do when we encounter somebody else when they ask us, what are you doing in the church? What do? When people ask you questions, and then you need to go someplace else to get the answer. Now, many of you go, well, let me tell you about my pastor, Reverend Wade, over here at 300 East Davy Street. Now, number one, you could find me, I might be in the office. But number two, it's not incumbent upon me to answer the question. You got to know Jesus for yourself. You see, whether you believe it or not, you know the truth. You know that he is the one, the truth, and the life of all of us who are gathered here today. You see, brothers and sisters, as we're talking about giving witness to the truth is in Jesus. Because somebody out there today needs to know about the truth. Because the world has given them a false identification of what life can be. Many people out there are struggling because maybe their God is drugs or alcohol. Maybe their drug is Netflix. Maybe their drug is chocolate. Maybe their drug is something else. They're following some other God. But brothers and sisters, like Peter, we're called to go into places where we've never been before and places where we're not necessarily comfortable. See, because of the raising of Jesus Christ, they understand we have the opportunity to tell somebody else about the truth. See, it's not upon the pastor or the elders or the deacons. It's about you. Because in the same way that God has appeared to Peter to tell him to go tell the truth, God has appeared to you. And God has appeared to you not only in the raising of Jesus Christ, but if you look back on your life, what God has done for you, how God has brought you out, how God has brought you from the miry clay and put you on top of a rock estate. When you were in the valley, that God has brought you to a place where you could oversee everything. See, brothers and sisters, we're called today to witness to the truth, to what God has done, is doing, and will do within our lives. Because if we don't do that, we're run on cheap grace and serving an empty God. Amen. Brothers and sisters, are we ready today to tell somebody about the truth? The truth is Christ. Many will tell you the truth is in Buddha. Or the truth is in Islam or something like that. And I'm not going to despise that or talk about that. But I know who the truth is for me. And you need to know who the truth is for you, brothers and sisters. You need to tell somebody who is the truth, the light. You need to tell them about the bright morning star. You need to tell them about the Savior, Jehovah, somebody who has done something for them. Because if we don't tell it, the rocks will cry out. So as we talk about being a witness, you got to tell the truth. And then you have to know, you have to be an eyewitness for yourself. You see, there's different types of eyewitnesses. There are character witnesses. And then you can give a deposition not even being in the courtroom. You see, too many people claim they know Jesus, but they only know Jesus third hand. There are too many people who read the Bible for themselves and think that is the word. But yet, brothers and sisters, Jesus lives within our own experiences. Jesus in the Word, but Jesus not only in the Word, Jesus is the Spirit. Jesus, one that guides us and walks with us no matter where we go. You've got to tell people what's real. There are so many people out there that are sharing a fake story. There's some people out there sharing somebody else's story. What God has done for me, God ain't done that for you. God has done for somebody else. You wish God had done this for you. But what can you tell people, not only about the truth, what have you seen God do in your life? Many of you in here, you've seen what God has done. See, we weren't there like the disciples who have seen everything that Jesus done. But just because we have not been there doesn't mean that God has not walked with us. See, some of you in here, you know what God has done when you were sick and the doctor didn't give you any hope. You've seen God in action. Maybe for some of you, you've been in a relationship, and that relationship, it started out good, but then at the end, it didn't end it badly. And although we cried through the tears of breaking up with that person, if we look back now, we say, thank God that God brought me out. Brothers and sisters, you see, we see that even for us here at Davie Street, as we talk about our new building, that was God letting us know that this growing congregation, I'm not going to say small, this growing congregation, how God could allow us to put our pennies together and to build this. Somebody today knows how God has brought you out of sickness and in death, how God has brought you back from being out there after you've been in church all these years and decided to go your own way, how God has done something for you. You see, you're not just a character witness or a third party witness. You are an eyewitness to what God has done in your life, how God has brought you out, how God has done something. And the last thing you need to know about being a witness is that you got to tell everybody.
Amen.
You got to tell everybody. See, you don't tell just people right there in the courtroom. When you get out, you tell people what you've done, that I've testified on behalf of somebody else. And see, just like Peter today, we need to testify to God. Too many people keep God in a box.
Amen.
And too many people just remember what God has done for them, but they don't want to tell somebody else. You see, keeping God in your life is not a secret, brothers and sisters. You've got to go and tell somebody, because there's too many people who are hurting out there in the world today. There are too many people who are going through pains. There are too many people who are broke. There are too many people who are being beat down. There are too many people who are being discriminated against. There are too many people who are being walked over.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, today you've got to tell somebody.
Yes.
See, can I get a witness in here today to what God has done for you? Can I get a witness how God has brought you out? Can I get a witness that when you were lonely, God brought you somebody? Can I get a witness to how when you didn't have no money, God brought you some provision? Can you get a witness today? Because he has been raised today, brothers and sisters, you got to be a witness. Because God appeared to those who were chosen by God to believe. And if you believe and you can't keep it to yourself, you got to go and tell somebody else that today that I am a witness for what God has done for me. I can't keep it to myself. I got to tell somebody of the goodness and graciousness of this God who loved me even before I came out of the womb. Brothers and sisters, today, be a witness. Don't keep it to yourself. Tell somebody what God has done for you. And then when you see the Lord face to face, God will know at that day of judgment, he will say, come on in, brothers and sisters. Well done, good and faithful servant. For you have told somebody what God has done, not only for yourself, but somebody else is looking for a cold cup of water, brothers and sisters, in this hot, hot world. Brothers and sisters, go out here today. Tell somebody that you have been chosen today to be a witness that God has been raised from the dead and will always be our Savior and has promised never to leave us. This day and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Our invitational hymn is on page 7. Come to, well, not page 7. Page 8. Come to Jesus. And now the doors of the church are open. Maybe there are some of you who want to join us here at Davie Street Presbyterian Church. Maybe there are some of you who want to give your life to Christ for the very first time. We don't assume that here. Just because you look good and smell good doesn't mean that you're good to God. Maybe there are some of you today that we need to pray for. Maybe you don't know how to be a witness. Maybe you forgot what God has done for you, but we can let you know and walk with you that you'll be able to testify to the goodness of God through the raising of his son, Jesus Christ. If you are one of those persons, we ask you may come to the front as we stand and sing our invitational hymn.